And then I went on fishing boats unloading when I was about 16, unloading fishing boats, Danish fishing boats.
This is off the, in the harbour?
Yeah. We used to go to Iceland them days, come back full up from Iceland. So we used to be down there 6 o'clock in the morning, unloading boats. I made decent lot of money then, like that wasn't so bad, till I was 18. And then I got called up. I went in army, and lo and behold, I went on boats. One of my brothers had told me, he's in Royal Engineers, he says, there's boats in the army. I was wanted to go in Navy, but war was nearly finished, so they wouldn't let me join Navy unless I signed on for 11 years. Well, I wouldn't go and do that. So when I went to Carlisle for 6 weeks course, and then you decide what you're going to do. So I told the officer, I said, I wouldn't mind going on boats, there's boats in the army. Well, he didn't even know that himself. He says, well, I'll send for you. But anyway, I got on boats.
So what were you doing on the boats?
Well, we trained up in Clyde first. I was a Bute, Ross Sea Isle of Bute. We were there 6 months training. And we learned all about navigation, all things like that. And then we went down to Isle of Wight. The whole camp moved to Isle of Wight. And I was there a couple of months. And then I went to, lo and behold, Venice in Italy. I was on Grand Canal for 18 months. I was coxswain then.
Skipper, not one of these gondolas.
Skipper's, on a big 18-foot harbour launch. I got skipper's job on that as well, right away, so that was what I...
Hey, you were lucky there.
Oh, I enjoyed that. But when I come out of the army, I went on fishing boats then.